Hi, welcome to today's On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway. I apologise for any dripping sounds, but we've got snow melting here, so there's lots of dripping that we can hear from outside. Okay, today is the 25th of January, and that means it's the feast of the conversion of St. Paul, an important day in Tudor times. It was a feast day in celebration of the conversion of Saul, a man known for his persecution of Christians, on the road to Damascus. The story of Saul's conversion is found in the New Testament in Acts 9. Let me share with you reformer William Tyndale's translation of the story. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest, and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. But as he went on his journey, it fortuned it, he drew nigh to Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth, and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, What art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It shall be hard for ye to kick against the prick. And he, both trembling and astonied, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou shalt do. The men which journeyed with him stood amazed, for they heard a voice, but saw no man. And Saul arose from the earth and opened his eyes, but saw no man. Then led they him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither ate nor drank. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And then he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said to him, Arise and go into the street, which is called Straight, and seek in the house of Judas after one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth, and hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming unto him, and putting his hands on him, that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man, how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority of the high priests to bind all that call on thy name. The Lord said unto him, Go thy ways, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Ananias went his way, and entered into the house, and put his hands on him, and said, Brother Saul, the Lord that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, hath sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight, and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight, and arose, and was baptized, and received meat, and was comforted. Saul stopped persecuting Christians, converted to Christianity, and became Paul the Apostle and great evangelist. In Queen Mary I's reign, the feast of St. Paul was celebrated with torchlit processions and bonfires. Perhaps this light symbolised the light from heaven which Saul saw. Here is an account of St. Paul's Day 1555 from merchant tailor and diarist Henry Machin. The 25th day of January, being St. Paul's Day, was a general procession of St. Paul by every parish, both priests and clerks, in copes to the number of 160, singing Salve Festa Dies, with 90 crosses borne. The procession was through Cheap into Leadenhall, and before went the children of Greyfriars and Paul's School. There were 8 bishops, and the Bishop of London mitred, bearing the sacrament with, and then there's a blank bit because the document is damaged, of torches burning and a canopy borne over, so about the churchyard and in at the west door with the Lord Mayor and the aldermen and all the crafts in their best liveries. And within a while after, the king came, and my lord cardinal, and the prince of Piedmont, and divers lords and knights. They heard mass, and after to the court to dinner, and at night bonfires and great ringing in every church. And St. Paul's Day 1533 was the day of the official but secret marriage of King Henry VIII and Anne Boleyn at Whitehall Palace. I spoke about that in last year's video, so I'll give you a link to watch that. And in 1554, it was the day that Thomas Wyatt the Younger raised his standard in Maidstone, and his supporters made simultaneous proclamations in Rochester, Tunbridge, Malling and Milton, which I mentioned in my video from the 22nd of January on Wyatt's Rebellion, so I'll give you a link to that as well. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.